Just tell me, you're going to be talking about the budget, the EU budget, which is known as the multi-annual financial framework.
Yes, everywhere I go, people say to me, is there funding in Europe for this? Is there funding in Europe for that? Well, the funding comes from the budget. With United Kingdom leaving, there'll be a 14 billion deficit in the budget, and I will be asking member states to make up that deficit so that we can have a properly funded cap, properly funded research, we can expand Erasmus Plus to ensure that all the good things that are happening in Europe are going to continue. Ireland have committed to giving more, and hopefully all the other member states will do the same, and that will be my message, because if you don't have a budget, there isn't much point talking about anything else.
There's been talk that farmers may suffer because the EU budget to agriculture will be seriously depleted following Brexit.
Well, if the gap isn't filled as a result of the United Kingdom leaving, then there are going to be reductions on everything probably across the board. And you can't have reductions on the one hand and increased expenditure on the other hand, on areas where the European Union wants to increase expenditure, like research and security, etc. So there's only one solution. And I would urge everybody now at this stage, rather than talking about how the budget is going to be distributed when it's implemented, to ensure, to put pressure on member states in every way they can to come up with the funding, and then we can talk about the distribution.